Hi, my name is Jacob Patterson of the KBPS radio station staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Naima Smith of Grant High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection.
Thank you so much. I'm really honored to be a part of this tradition that means so many to people here.
Yeah, so you are a brand new elected Rose Festival Princess. Has it sunk in yet? How do you feel?
I think it's sunk in a little more now that I've kind of met the other girls and I've gotten to meet a lot of the people behind the organization who run the festivals and who are part of help the Rose Festival Court. So it's been great to kind of meet everyone and learn a little more about the traditions and things planned for this year.
Tell us, what's your history around the Rose Festival? How long have you known about the Rose Festival and how long have you wanted to be a Rose Festival princess?
Well, in middle school, I remember that we'd always kind of get out of school early to watch the Fred Meyer Jr. parade. And I had a bunch of band friends who were in that parade. So it was always kind of fun getting to see them kind of perform. And I always remember that little parade being really fun. In terms of me being a princess, I remember my freshman journalism teacher kind of talking about the process because he was very involved in the princess selection process at our school. He'd kind of guide the possible princesses through the process. So he was kind of telling me about that freshman year. And then this year, another kind of teacher recommended me for it. And I kind of remembered him kind of talking about it. So I was like, why not? It's seems like such an amazing thing to be a part of.
And you're coming from Grant High School, the newly remodeled Grant High School, lots of students at Grant. How does it feel to represent Grant High School?
Well, it's really a big deal for me. I'm part of student leadership and I kind of work with promotions, whether it's sports or robotics. I really work on promoting achievements too. And our school has just achieved so much this year. And it means a lot to represent, our school, our communities, and everything we are.
One of the things that we do at the radio station is we do live sports casting of PIL football and basketball games, and our sports casting crew and myself, we were able to get over to Grant for one of the big basketball games this year. And I've got to say, wow, you guys are amazing. I thought I was in the Moda Center at the introduction of your basketball team there. So, you guys have really got it dialed in over there.
Yeah, it's super fun.
I'm curious. So what was your community's reaction to your selection? What are your friends saying? What are your parents saying? What's everybody saying?
Well, I got a lot of congratulations, but I think it was really special to my grandfather, who also went to Grant. He was class of 58. So he was really excited to kind of see me represent the generals.
And so you kind of do it a little bit for grandpa too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. My grandpa was a big influence of my decisions. And that's how I ended up in radio, really. He was the first person that kind of taught me how to record audio and tell stories and that kind of thing. So gotta love grandpa.
Yeah, you really do.
You talked a little bit about, how Rose Festival is significant to you. Can you give us a little more idea of why is being a Rose Festival princess important for you?
Well, you're representing so much more than you. You're representing the entire city. Just learning these past few weeks, learning about the history of it, learning about the people behind it and the significance to them. Just hearing everyone's stories and their connections to it just really highlights how important this festival is for everyone, especially after, such a hard 2 years. Now it's kind of back and bigger than ever.
That really leads me to the next question. Looking at the theme of this year's Rose Festival, talk about the theme and what that means to you.
Well, it means everything's back and bigger than ever. I mean, I've talked to a few of the people kind of who are behind planning events, and I'm super excited for the opening night. I think I've heard it's going to be a super huge fireworks show. We got the Oregon Symphony and a few other folks down there. So it's going to be a very fun night.
Portland is ready to party, that's for sure.
Me too.
Naima, I was going through your bio and your resume is extremely impressive and you are engaged in so many things. Tell me a little bit more about your interest in business and law, and what's making you gravitate towards business and law?
Well, I do a mock trial as one of my extracurriculars. We actually made it to state this year. And so did our varsity. Our varsity plays third in state, and we went against them in state and districts. And so that was, it was an interesting pair up, but it was actually quite fun. So my involvement in mock trial is kind of what really, it brought my kind of interest in law. And in terms of business, I took an accounting class last year. I've kind of always been involved in kind of like leadership things. I've always been interested in kind of finance. So that's where like the business interest stems from.
I think of the saying all the time that your rights are as only as good as you know them, right? So more power to you, and tip of the hat to you for diving into that and wanting to know more about that world. That the more that you know about that world, the more power you have. Absolutely. The other thing that catches my attention is that you really love the Japanese tea garden. And of course, now would be like a perfect time, you know, springtime heading into summer. Tell us about your love for the garden.
I don't know. I just always found it as a really beautiful and calming place. And I don't know. I remember in, I think it was around sixth grade, I took one of my friends from out of state to the garden. We just had a bunch of fun there.
Sure. Is there, do you have any other hobbies or interests, or you also love to bake, right?
Yeah, love to bake. I'm in culinary at Grant too, so bake at school too a little bit.
What's your favorite thing to make or bake or cook?
Hard to say. My family really likes my scones, so I make chocolate chip scones or apple scones. I mean, whatever feels good.
Always happy to accept more chocolate chip scones if you have extras that you needed to get rid of. Always happy to accept those. I had a couple of kind of little fun questions to have a little fun with and kind of wrap up our interview here. Social media. What do you have a particular social media site or app that you like the most?
Depends. I mean, I like Instagram. I like YouTube. I like YouTube because you get to like watch the study videos and like little cafe vlogs. Mm-hmm. Depends. I use Instagram a lot for promoting school events. And that's kind of where, I mean, Grant has focused a lot on Instagram this year in terms of like promoting events, little games or whatever it is. So it's been kind of fun playing around with that this year.
Totally. We play on our radio station outside of student interviews and special programs that we produce. We play a lot of music on our station, a lot of music that students like, and everything from oldies and classic rock to new music and everything in between. Do you like music? What are any favorite music artists, bands, songs?
Yeah, I'm a BTS fan, so yeah, into K-pop, but. I kind of like any music, whatever's popular. I mean, I go either way.
Sure. I will be sure to cue up some BTS music to follow your interview when we air it on the station for you.
That sounds good.
Okay. Last question. This one might catch you off guard here, but I love this question. We've asked it to all the princesses. What is your secret superpower?
Ooh, hard to say. I think I've always kind of like socializing. I'm very much a little social butterfly. So maybe that's my secret little superpower.
Yeah, that's perfect answer. Yeah. I mean, communication, right? And how desperately have we needed that communication and socializing for the last couple of years? So I think we need your superpower big time right now. That was really the last question I had, but anything else you wanted to add or anything else you'd like to say real quick before we said goodbye?
I just wanted to remind everyone that this is the 100th year of the crown. So that's a big fun thing this year.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's not every day you turn 100.
Yeah.
And so that's a pretty significant thing. And so they're having a special ceremony for that this year, and people can participate in that and participate in all the Rose Festival festivities that are going on. So awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be here today and taking a moment to just chat with us.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
We've been speaking with newly selected Rose Festival Princess Naima Smith from Grant High School. I'm Jacob Patterson, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.